Hey, what's going on, guys, and welcome to my podcast. Here, we will talk everything writing and world building, from crafting languages and magic systems to tips and tricks on how to make you a better author. So sit back, relax, and join me on today's episode of Wizards, Writers, and Goblins. What's going on, guys? My name is River F.R. Kennedy, and welcome back to another episode of Wizards, Writers, and Goblins. Before we get started into the episode, I want to share that I have a website now. That's right. I have a website of my own. I'm very proud of it. It is riverfrkennedy.com. There you can find some free short stories. You can even read the first chapter of my book, The Chronicles of Draenic Resurgence, Rise of the King, which is also available on Amazon for absolutely free. No charge to you on that website. A lot of cool stuff there. I have a blog that helps out new writers. You can even find an About Me page that gives a little bit of, you know, history and information about my story and how the Chronicles of Draenic came to be. Now, without further ado, let's just dive right into it. Today's topic, how fantasy races change and shape your world. Now, typically when writing fantasy, we like to add, you know, magical beings and races of great power and mystery into our world, you know, whether that be elves, dwarves, goblins, or, you know, maybe an underwater race or, you know, something along those lines. Whatever the case may be, when adding in fantasy races into your world, you have to understand how that's going to shape your world as a whole. You know, whether that be maps or cities or languages, you really got to understand the impact that having multiple races of different cultures and religions and languages can shape your world. What I like to focus on really when adding in a new race into my own world is I always start with a religion. Religion is usually the center of a culture. I mean, even in the real world, you know, you go to a different country or different people, you know, different native tribes have their own religion and different cultures that boil into one thing. And it's very alienating to us because we don't really understand it. And that's exactly what you should do in your world. For example, in my my world of Draenic, the dwarves are polytheistic, and they believe in multiple different gods. They believe in the all-father type being called Ragnall, but then he has three sons and his wife Arwë. So they believe that their gods were once real people that walked their earth at one point, and after they died, they just elevated them to deity status and started worshiping them. Now, in contrast with the elves in my world who come from a continent of Avalon, they are monotheistic, and they believe in a being called Laetharin, who is basically the embodiment of everything magical and nature themed. And what you really got to do when adding in your own races to your world is you want them to be different. You know, think of it as like when you're playing an RPG, you know, maybe Skyrim or even, you know, Starfield or something like that. When you're playing something along those lines and you're picking your race and you're creating your character, each one has its own themes, its own culture, its own overall look and aesthetic that they have. And that influences your choice or not. And it's going to be the same thing in your readers, or even, you know, even if you're just doing this for fun, it's going to impact how the readers see your world, how they choose, you know, maybe what race they like, what race they don't like, and vice versa. So religion is very important when creating different races, and also just adding it into your world in general. Adding in religions make your world a little less dull, because, you know, especially in medieval times, which typically is the setting that most fantasy takes place, unless you're writing, you know, urban fantasy or modern fantasy. Medieval times weren't exactly a super educated time in our life and in our world. Therefore, they would have, you know, religions to answer a lot of the questions that they didn't understand about the world and the universe. And the same thing can be translated into a fantasy world or a fantasy setting. You know, maybe you have magic in your world. And, you know, for example, in my world, the elves believed all magic was created by Laetharin and gifted to them in the First Age. Therefore, that's why they believe in Lytharin, this, you know, magical ultimate deity. It can also affect how the different races interact with each other. You know, if you have one race that is polytheistic and one race that is monotheistic, you might have the monotheistic race say, my god is better than yours, or, you know, you worship multiple gods and therefore you're inferior to me in some way. And it changes how the races interact, your world. Hell, maybe even war starts to spark off, or, you know, political turmoil ensues. It's really interesting to sit back and kind of play with these different ideas of your races. Another way that races change and shape your world are, you know, cities and towns, borders, regions, that kind of thing. The different races that you have in your world are typically going to live in different regions, different types of cities around your map, what have you. For example, dwarves, probably going to stick to mountainous regions, you know, maybe snowier regions as well. Elves, you're typically going to find them in, you know, forest and vast, maybe even vast jungles like in mine. You know, humans are kind of versatile, which, you know, is good and bad, because in some way humans are like, eh, bleh, we have humans in the real world, who really wants to read about that when writing fantasy. However, humans in fantasy can really be placed in whatever region you want them to be placed in, and that's what makes them very versatile. And then you can go deeper with like the Underdark and Dark Elves and Orcs and all that good stuff. But different races are definitely going to shape how your world is viewed, especially on a map. If you're making a map and you have multiple different races around your world, it's definitely going to change how the cities are named, especially if they have their own language. And also who wrote the map. Because if you create a map in your world that was made by, let's say, a human explorer, it's probably going to be in English. Let's be real, it's a human writing the map. Where if you have a dwarvish explorer, his map is going to be in all dwarvish. And language and naming things and maps really go hand in hand, because again, that's how your races see the world that they live in. And you really got to put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, okay, if I was an elvish explorer or dwarvish or human explorer mapping out this area or visiting this new unexplored place or even a new city with a different race, how would I see that? How would I interact with that? And answering some of those questions will really give your fantasy world a little bit more life, a little bit more color, and feel more lived in. Now, we touched a little bit earlier on languages. Now, in my world, I created my own language for Draenor called Dwemer. It also has an older language called Oshul. And it's around, I actually have my little dictionary here. It's around, probably around 120-ish words right now. But the reason why I bring language up is because not everybody's going to speak English. And that's the same in the real world. Not everybody speaks English. Multiple countries, different people, different cultures have vastly different languages that are different from us, which translated into a writing sense could be a really fun thing to play around. You know, let's say your main character travels to an elven kingdom in the far distant forest, and he actually makes it there. You know, he overcomes all this turmoil, all these fights. Maybe he has some character growth of himself. He finally gets there and he doesn't understand a damn thing that the elf is saying. So now you have this interesting conflict where it's not really about swords and shield, but it's about different people trying to understand each other. You can play around with like misinterpretations, miscommunication. Maybe they just simply don't mix well because they don't understand each other. And that's a really fun thing to play with. Language also shapes your world in terms of culture and lore and how stories are told, how history is told. I mean, look at Tolkien. You know, Tolkien, his world started off with the elven language that split off into multiple different dialects. And then he built a story around that language to better tell it. And, you know, when looking at world building and different languages and how they impact your world as a whole, you definitely want to, first of all, look to Tolkien. Anything he does world building wise is the reason why he's called the granddaddy of fantasy. Second, I'd take a look at Skyrim and what they do with dwarves there. You know, they have the dwarvish language hidden around everywhere. And it's kind of basked in this mystique. You know, you don't really know what happened to the dwarves at first. And the more you play, the more you kind of understand and unlock different things. And that's what makes that world interesting. And maybe you could do the same in your world. You know, maybe you have this ancient unnamed race that left bits of clues and, like, you know, cave paintings or maybe stoned carvings with their language carved into them that nobody can understand and nobody reads. But it adds a certain mystery to your world that maybe you might be lacking. And again, anything you can do to make your fantasy world more lived in and more color and more fleshed out will give it more life. It'll give it the appearance that maybe you've been working on it a little bit longer than you should or a little bit longer than you have. A big thing that you have to understand about races with the world is how they interact with each other. Now, like it or not, different races are going to probably hate each other for different various reasons. In my world, not a lot of people like the Dark Elves. The Dark Elves were created specifically by an ultimate being called Mul'dan, who perverted a regular elf and kind of experimented on him on them with dark magic and just tortured them and created the first Dark Elf. He also went on and created like the first Lycans and the first Dracul, which are my own type of vampire thing, but I digress. Basically, what I'm saying is you have to understand why your races interact with each other. And you know, the classic fantasy tropes, elves and dwarves just don't get along, that kind of stuff. You could go that route. You could do, you know, goblins, you could do orcs, you could do hobgoblins. There's a lot of different things you can do in fantasy to make your world more lived in. And that's why I love fantasy. You can create, literally, you can create an entire world full of vast characters, folk heroes, songs, tales out of nothing. And that's what really draws me into it. Anyway, I went off on a bit of a tangent there. Sorry about that. For how races interact with each other. It affects how, it affects how your world is shaped. Maybe there's a long standing, you know, 1,000-year-old animosity between two races in your world that, you know, affects how the borders are. You know, maybe it's been a war for 1,000 years. Maybe people just don't go a certain path down a highway or down a road to avoid that race. It shapes how maps and how roads and how trade routes interact with each other too. So in world building and adding in your races, you need to ask yourself a whole bunch of questions. You know, do they have their own language? Do they have their own cities? What regions would they live in if I placed them there? Why would they live there? Do all the races get along? What's the culture like? What's their religion? You ask yourself and answer all these questions and, you know, maybe figure out some stuff or add some more stuff in yourself that maybe I didn't even go over. And you got yourself a great fleshed out world filled to the brim with fantastical, magical races. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Wizards, Writers, and Goblins. Don't forget to pick up your copy of the Chronicles of Draenor Resurgence, Rise of the King on our website, riverfrkennedy.com, or Amazon, which is also available in ebook format for the Kindle. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you next time on Wizards, Writers, and Goblins.